Jump, and the net will appear. Take the plunge, let go, and surrender to the universe. These are some of the most unsettling words you can hear, and some of the most powerful. It's all about embracing change and uncertainty, and seeing whether the unknown brings you peace or panic, serenity or turbulence, sweetness or sadness. This guided meditation invites you to take the plunge, to tap into your boldest aspect of yourself and move through your current constriction. In Ayurveda, there are 5 master elements known as the Mahabhutas. The elements water and earth combine to create what is known as kapha, but water and earth also combine to form mud, which is an ideal metaphor for being stuck. Water and earth, that divine blend, can be as silky and soft as a mud mask that you rejuvenate your face with. It can be a little thicker, like a mud bath, where you can immerse your entire body and feel the nurturing and nourishing aspects of the kapha. But it can also be too thick, dried out, and as solid as adobe brick. When our emotional body is overfilled with the elements of earth and water, we become stuck. We become procrastinators. We become attached to things that no longer serve us. Ultimately, we can get pretty clingy and needy, hanging on to something that no longer serves us. Let's see how that feels. Take a deep breath in and hold it. Hold it. Hold it in deep. Keep holding and listen. By now you've absorbed all the oxygen you need from this breath, yet you are still holding on. Keep holding. This is what it feels like to hold on to something that no longer serves you. Hold it. Hold a little longer. Hold it. Now release. That was just a breath, and holding on to it after it served you was uncomfortable. What do you think other things in your life feel like when you hold on to them past their value point? Is there a job, a home, a relationship, a point of view that you are still holding on to that no longer serves you? Is there a box that you've been meaning to open that is still taped shut? This could be a real box from a move or a metaphor that speaks to some congested aspect of your life. Something you want to open, but for some reason, it has remained closed. Here's your opportunity to take the critical first step, which starts with the smallest of intentions. So subtle, you just acknowledge that there is another world other than the one you are locked into. The reason we have fear and trepidation about taking the plunge is that we think that taking the plunge is like diving off a 1,000-foot cliff into the water. There are so many factors to concern ourselves with. The depth of the water, the splash from the crash, the holding of your breath, so many uncertainties, even the temperature of the water. And will there be any fish in the water to nibble on your toes? How far from shore is it? Do I need a life vest or a buoy to hold on to? That taking the plunge is horrifying and so filled with uncertainty and potential horror. But instead, imagine that taking the plunge is like so gently sliding into a warm, lavender-scented bathtub. Bubbles and salts caressing your body. The water temperature is soothing. The aroma is nourishing and calming. The depth of the water is just perfect, cradling your neck, supporting your back. This plunge feels pretty good. Expansive. Nurturing. Awakening, supportive, generous, loving. In line with what you want, this plunge is your first step in the transformation you so deeply seek. It doesn't need to be challenging or painful. Taking the plunge can be exhilarating and finally getting you off the space you've been occupying, the chair, the couch, the bed, wherever you've been stuck out of fear or overwhelm. This is your opportunity to break free of the past conditioning and the reinforcement that has kept you in check. This could be the moment you move through the congestion and thickness that has been holding you back from your dreams and desires. right now, in this very moment, let's pledge together to take the plunge and take our first tiny step towards the more actualized and fulfilled version of you. Let's take the plunge with grace and ease. With fear as our ally, not an enemy. With the unknown as a gift, so that we can grow in any direction. With uncertainty as the driver of infinite possibilities and pure potentiality. You've been stuck long enough. Let's liberate our heart. Let's turn our desires into our destiny. Let's make a change. Let's step outside of the comfort zone to a place where new things, great things, unplanned things can occur and shower you with abundance. Let's free our conditioned self and have the life we dream of. Claim the existence that we are entitled to. Embrace the sweetness in life that is ours to taste. And connect to our unconstricted, unbounded, unconditioned self that is a conduit for the universe to flow through. In Sanskrit, Aham Brahmasmi means I am the universe. Let's give ourselves permission to feel good and powerful in this moment. Let's breathe in strength and breathe out fear. Let's breathe in a sense of soothing and breathe out pain. Let's breathe in a vision of clarity and breathe out confusion. Let's breathe in connection and breathe out overwhelm. Let's breathe in life, an amazing, fulfilling life. And let's breathe out the past. Breathe in the now. And let's let go of then. Breathe in pure, present moment awareness. And exhale the staleness of the past. And now take a deep breath in, and ever so gently continue to follow your breath. Anytime you feel constricted, when you think about taking the plunge in any aspect of your life, return here and celebrate all the grace and ease and present moment awareness that you are connected to at this very moment. And now let's seal this meditation by chanting Om together. Take a deep breath in. Namaste. This is David G. from the Chopra Center in Carlsbad, California, the sweet spot of the universe, inviting you to join Deepak Chopra, David Simon, me, and the staff of the Chopra Center at chopra.com. Peace.